The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I mentioned for you hadith about walking for ziyarah of Abu Abdullah, because you can go by, you know, taking a car or bus, etc., riding, but there's a special barakah and sabab in walking. For example, this hadith is mentioned by Allamiyya Majlisi in Biharul Anwar from Kamilul Ziyarat by Ibn Qulaway. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to a person whose name was actually Hussein also, Al-Hussein Ibn Suwair. So, Imam says, Ya Hussein, من خرج من منزله يريد زيارة قبر الحسين ابن علي عليه السلام. So here says, من خرج من منزله يريد زيارة قبر الحسين. Still you are in your town, you have to go to airport, you know, go to for example, one city there, then take bus and then go to Najaf and then start walking. But من خرج من منزله يريد زيارة قبر الحسين علي عليه السلام. This has great barak. Now, if it is walking, it becomes even more. إن كان ماشياً كتب له بكل خطوة حسنة ومحي عنه سيئة. So with every step you walk, you are given one hasana and one sin is wiped off. It's not just forgiven, it's erased. And then when this person reaches there, كتبه الله من المفلحين المنجحين. Allah would write him as those who reach felicity, success, happiness. حتى إذا قضى مناسكه, and finishes his, you know, rituals, كتبه الله من الفائزين. He's one of the people who have foes. You know, we say to Abu Abdullah, Ya laytana kunna ma'akum fannafuza fawzan azeema. But alhamdulillah, the gate for these foes is not closed. By visiting Imam Hussein, you can get that. Hatta idha arad al-insiraf. When this Zair wants to return, atahu malakun. An angel comes and tells him something he may not understand. Like Quran says, you know, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. But they don't understand. Angels say this, but they don't understand, unfortunately. But the fact that they tell them this has some impact on their soul. An angel says to this person, إِنَّ الرَّسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلَهِ يُقْرَؤُكَ السَّلَامِ. You visited my Hussein, you have visited me. So I want to say the salam to you. وَيَقُولُ لَكَ إِسْتَعْنِفِ الْعَمَلِ. If you have gone there to repent, to change your life, to become a sincere servant of Allah. Okay, your file is clean now. فَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مَا مَضَى. Start from scratch. If you have anything good, it will remain for you, of course. Just the bad things will be removed. Unless there is حَقُّ النَّاسِ or something, you know, you have to do. But as sin is forgiven, but if you have, you know, rights of people or, you know, قَذَى, etc., that's different. But sins are forgiven. Darkness is gone. So this is about visiting Imam Hussein and especially walking. But now imagine if a group go to visit. There are lots of barakah in teamwork. Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. For example, if 40 people together make dua, it's great. In our hadith, you know, we learn that if we can get together 40 people and make dua, this dua is more powerful. Or 40 women ask forgiveness for someone. So if someone, you know, dies, they say, you know, Allah, please forgive this person. There's barakah in this. Okay? Now imagine if millions of people together do something. What would be the power of this? And then tens of millions also are praying for these millions of people that their ziyarah would be accepted. And Imam of our time is praying for them. So this is maybe a unique opportunity that we have, because I don't think any occasion is bringing so many people together. And all also in the time of Arba'een, which is considered by Imam Askari alayhi salam, Ziyarat Arba'een, as one of the five signs of mu'min. So if it was another time, was great. Any time millions of people go and visit Imam Hussein, you know, it would be great. But in Arba'een, there's a special barakah. And then what makes it even more special is we don't find this spirit that is in Ziyarah of Arba'een any time of the year. People, when they go there, like drops of water, you know, connecting to the ocean, they forget that they were drops. Everyone forgets their shells. Yeah, who am I? Where I'm coming from? No, you go to this ocean of people, and there is a magic here, divine magic, or it's better to say, there's an alchemy here. That when people go there, they forget. You know, I have, you know, responsibilities, you know, I have bills, I have money, you know, to look after my family, etc. Whether they are rich, they are poor, they have, you know, position, they have no position. They don't think about such things for a few days. Everyone just wants to help. Everyone just wants to, you know, make other zuwar happy. And, you know, this is also, if you are very clever, this is the way to get to the host. Any guest who wants to get to the heart of the host should help him in hosting other guests. Yeah? So, if you know, for example, I have 40 guests. I love them. I want to look after them. But 2-3 of them start working, helping me, you know, to serve tea, you know, looking after other guests. This person comes to my heart more than others. So, go as Zair, but try to be Khadim al-Zubwar. So that Imam Hussein would welcome you even more. So, these people, I heard many people, you know, I know some people who do mawakib, you know, some Iraqi people, I know some people from Iran, I know. They are not rich. They borrow money, they, you know, ask, you know, whatever they have, they offer. But maybe if you go 1 month before, 1 month after, this is not there. This is a special breeze of Rahmah. Something from the time of Zuhur is there. Because we have this from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, that when Imam Mahdi comes, there would be muzamala. What is muzamala? Muzamala literally means two people who are sitting on the back of the camel, one on the right, one on the left. So they are zamil. Nowadays in Arabic, colleagues are called zamil. Muzamala means to be like companions. Imam Baqir said, when Imam Mahdi comes, there is muzamala. Someone has need, can put his hand in the pocket of his brother and take. He wouldn't mind. He's happy. In Arba'in, we have experience for a few days of that beautiful spirit. And this is to, inshallah, be learned by us. We try to make it holier, to forget our ego. So, I am very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah, this year also, despite some worries that existed even up to a few days ago, alhamdulillah, there is peace, there is security, there is no corona stopping, you know. So millions of people are going, some are already there. I'm very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray for all who go there, inshallah, to be successful in completing their ziyarah with ma'rifah, and inshallah will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Zuwar of Abu Abdullah and as Zuwar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. The light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.